word a minute ago. Say if you had a little building out back of the house where you might keep tools or some, maybe garden equipment,
mm-hmm.
maybe firewood, something like that. What would you call that building?
Probably just a shed.
Mm-hmm. Right, okay, fine. You probably, I know you've seen these are maybe out in the country somewhere, but before people had indoor plumbing, they'd have a toilet
mm-hmm.
building out back somewhere. What would that be called?
An outhouse.
Yeah. Right. Have you ever heard it called anything else? Maybe other just regular words, or if somebody were joking about it, maybe they would say something different?
No. Oh.
Okay. Privy, Johnny.
The John. Yeah. Like,
would you use John just for one that was outdoors? Or could you call an indoor?
Oh,
toilet?
Yeah.
That would be the John, too. Mm-hmm. Okay. Ever heard of probably one hole or two holes?
Yeah. mm-hmm.
Which one?
Both. I've heard both of them.
Okay. Could you say that for me?
One hole or two
holes. Okay. Bye. All right. Now, getting to a few farm questions. Have you ever spent any time on a farm?
Well, not a real farm, but we have some land in the country. We have cows and that kind of stuff.
I see. Okay. When you think of a farm, what kind of buildings do you think of that would be on a typical farm?
A barn and a chicken, chicken shed or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And let's see. Buildings. I just think of a small farmhouse, not a real big thing,
Mm-hmm.
And that's about all.
Okay. Are you familiar with a building where corn might be kept or some kind of grain might be stored?
A bin or something like that.
Okay. Have you ever heard of a corn crib or just
mm-hmm.
a crib?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. A crib. We put hay and stuff like that in.
Mm.
For cows.
I see. Have you ever heard of a building like that where you store grain around here? People call it a granary or a granary?
Mm-mm.
Not familiar with that. Okay. Well, this building, you'd have one like it on the farm where the family lives that would just be there.
What?
Like where we are.
A house.
Sure. And the plural form of that, you say two.
Houses.
Sure. Okay. Talking about the barn, and you mentioned this a minute ago, the upstairs part of the barn where you might keep hay, what would you call that?
The loft.
Yeah, right. Just like you said, you call your attic the loft of the house. Okay, fine. Say if a farmer just cut some hay off his field and he doesn't want to bale it right away, he would just pile it up into a big, what would you call that?
Haystack.
Yeah.
Just stack.
Do you see those things around much anymore?
Not this way. They usually roll it up in those big, I know Daddy does that.
I'd be interested in seeing with a machine that does that. I've seen the rolls, but I haven't seen the machine. Is it a big?
It's pretty big.
Yeah, I would imagine so. Okay. Do you have any idea of what you would call small piles of hay raked up in the field? You ever heard any particular word?
Just little piles of?
Yeah.
Mm-mm. Okay. I haven't heard anything from that.
Does the word windrow mean anything to you?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I haven't really noticed here in Wilcox County, but sometimes if a farmer doesn't want to put his hay in the barn, he might have just kind of a very skimpy frame as a shelter, maybe just four poles and something for a roof, and he put the hay under that just to give it mm-hmm. a little shelter. Have you ever seen anything like that around here?
Mm-mm.
Okay, fine. What about buildings where you would keep your animals on a farm, maybe where you keep the cows? Would there be a special building for that, or where they would be kept inside, maybe in bad weather, something like that?
Not around here. I just lay them out there in the pasture.
Okay, fine. Pass out the umbrellas, I guess. Have you ever heard of anything